from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bangladesh leaders not ruling out ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Since the terrorist attack at a bakery in Dhaka last week, leaders in Bangladesh have been pretty adamant about one thing. There is no ISIS or Al-Qaeda in Bangladesh. But after Thursday's deadly attack by suspected Islamists near a mosque where hundreds of thousands had gathered for Eid prayers, the country's information minister says the government is not ruling out the possibility of a link between homegrown militant groups and transnational terror outfits. The latest attacks occurred Thursday during Eid celebrations when five suspected Islamists, armed with crude bombs and machetes, attacked a security post near a mosque that hosts the largest congregation in the country. Two police officers and a woman were killed, and at least nine others were injured in the attack, about 140 kilometers from the capital of Dhaka. President Obama yesterday announced the intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat Al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama said they've gained ground in continued attacks and suicide bombings. He had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to around 5,500 by the end of 2016. This is VOA News. Angry U.S. Republican lawmakers are demanding answers Thursday from the chief of the Federal Bureau of Investigation about why he concluded that Hillary Clinton was extremely careless in dealing with classified material and emails while she was Secretary of State, yet decided no charges were warranted against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. FBI Director James Comey is at this hour appearing before a House of Representatives investigative panel. The hearing comes 2 days after concluding there was no evidence that Clinton clearly, willfully had sought to violate U.S. laws by using private email servers stationed at her New York home rather than more secure government email servers while she was Secretary of State. This is James Comey.
In our system of law, there's a thing called mens rea. It's important to know what you did, but when you did it, this Latin phrase mens rea means, what were you thinking? And we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do. That is the characteristic of all the prosecutions involving mishandling of classified information.
Mr. Comey went on to say that his investigation did not meet that threshold to prosecute.
And so when I look at the facts we gathered here, as I said, I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law.
The hearing continues. For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Rwanda yesterday, where he visited the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than 250,000 people out of at least 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves.
My people know the pain of genocide as well, and this is a unique bond that neither one of our peoples would prefer to have.
The Israeli leader on a four-nation tour is pursuing closer security and trade ties with Africa. The Syrian army declared a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire across the country Wednesday, coinciding with the three-day Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The regime of calm is expected to last to midnight July the 8th. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the declaration, adding that hopefully it could perhaps be a harbinger of possibilities to come. His spokesman is John Kirby.
We welcome any decrease in the violence, and though we've seen some reports of violations already in this regime of calm that just got announced. So far, generally, it appears as if it has resulted in a decrease in the violence.
The Rebel Free Army said it would respect the truce, but another group said the announcement by the regime is purely to establish international pressure. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.